This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. If you want, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And also, we've got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can access through discord.lrn.fm. Just go grab the Discord app and then type in discord.lrn.fm into your web browser, and that'll get you sort of kind of like you need that as your invitation to get into it. And it's a chat where listeners of Free Talk Live are there before, during, and after the show, sometimes all around the clock, but definitely during the program when we're live, which is, of course, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, every single night of the weeks, where you can join us. You can join us online in so many different ways, of course, over at freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Boy, do we have some just crazy legal news today. The headline came out, I don't know, a little bit late this afternoon. Found it in, I think, the final hour of The Call to Freedom, which is one of the shows on LRN.fm. It's huge news, in my opinion. The FBI has actually raided Trump's attorney's office.
All right.
Now, how many times does it happen that the FBI conducts a raid against a sitting president?
I think twice.
What's
I'm
the
not
other
sure,
time?
Nixon.
Nixon would be my guess.
Yeah. This is pretty unprecedented.
The FBI is a relatively new organization but compared to the Office of the President. So, you know, you can narrow it down by that standard. So, yeah.
True. That's a good point. But nonetheless, you know, just that alone is pretty unprecedented. But even further, Melanie, as you pointed out, when we talked about this briefly off the air, there's some sort of thing with attorneys where they're not supposed to get raided.
I didn't say that. It is to me, it's a bigger deal legally that an attorney got raided than it happens to be Trump's attorney.
Mm-hmm.
There is all kinds. They don't usually even want to touch that. There is all kinds of protections there.
Like attorney-client privilege is one of the big ones,
yeah.
Right? Where if you're supposed to be, you know, if you're talking with your attorney, that's supposed to be exclusive for the attorney's ears, that no, you know, federal agent or local state cop or anybody else is supposed to be able to know what the communications are between an attorney and their client. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's pretty much only breachable if you're committing conspiracy with your attorney.
With the attorney.
Right. Like,
if
hey,
he's a part of the
Mr.
crime.
Mr. Attorney, would you like to go down to a liquor store and rob it?
Yeah.
You know, that kind
or
of
sell some drugs or something.
Yeah, you don't have a free pass to commit crimes with someone who happens to be an attorney and then claim
attorney-client
privilege. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah, but I mean, still, you've got it's a pretty big allegation to be able to go to an attorney, a judge, and say, hey,
a failed attorney in a lot of cases.
Well, I mean, you know, they're an attorney that was very bad at chasing ambulances, and then ask them if they can, you know, this one sacrosanct thing, you know, can be violated in order to go look in some other attorney's drawers. Yeah, it's going to be tough to do. Start asking journalists whether or not, if the police had to come to journalists to ask whether or not they had to give up their sources, they'd get a lot fewer opportunities to arrest journalists.
So what was this all about? Well, according to TheHill.com, the FBI today raided the office of Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and seized emails, tax documents, and records related to his payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Cohen's lawyer, Stephen Ryan, so the attorney's lawyer, Stephen Ryan, said in a statement that federal prosecutors in Manhattan obtained a search warrant after receiving a referral in part from special counsel Robert Mueller, who's, I guess, the head of the FBI or something like that.
Special counsel.
Okay. Ryan called the search, quote, completely inappropriate and unnecessary, and the New York Times reported the payment to Daniels is just one of many topics being looked at by the FBI. Other seized documents include business records.
What would the thing about Stormy Daniels really matter? This, to me, seems like one of those things where the FBI is going to try to get him on a Martha Stewart plea, right? Where it says, well, you said that you didn't know anything about the Stormy Daniels thing, but it says right here you did know something about the Stormy Daniels thing, so you've lied to an FBI
agent. That's a crime in the federal government's crazy world.
And that is the thing about this. Look, if Trump has committed crimes, no matter what, if Trump ends up kicked out of office, you will not hear me here shedding tears. It's just not going to happen. I don't care enough about the guy to shed tears if he gets kicked out of office. However,
I'll miss the entertainment a little bit.
Okay, fine.
You can still follow him on Twitter.
I don't need the entertainment that badly. And but if he goes down because of the FBI, then I'm going to say, well, once again, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is it. The shining knights paladin of the United States. The greatest police force the world knows. Can't do anything but say, you lied to us. Sorry.
Well, you're speculating. You don't know, what, if anything, is going to
happen. They did it again, but they did it. That's what they did with Martha Stewart. The best they could do to put America's sweetheart in jail was to say, you lied to us. No, we don't have proof you did it. We don't have to. We're the FBI, and we don't keep notes. We just keep notes.
Yeah, they don't record their interviews either,
right.
Apparently.
Right.
they just take notes.
The FBI doesn't record its interviews.
And then they base their claims that you lied to them off of their notes.
Yeah.
Not any kind of action. We learned this from the testimony of an FBI agent, Phil Christiana, when he was testifying in the Rich Paul case, the case that put one of our friends and co-hosts here on Free Talk Live in jail for a year of his life over selling cannabis when the FBI tried to flip him against the activist community here back in, 2012 or somewhere around that time.
Yeah, if we've got that particular fact wrong, we've got it wrong because an FBI agent told us that.
He was under oath. I mean, he could have been perjuring himself in that case. So,
Say that they never, ever record?
There were allegations that he did perjure himself at least one point in that trial.
He's a police officer. He's allowed to.
I'm kind of the opinion that one of the major possibilities is that Phil Christiana was just on a really sloppy personal vendetta. So I don't.
Against who?
The Liberty community, somebody he knows, I don't know, because he was just really, really sloppy. I should not know Phil Christiana's name.
A little background for you. Phil Christiana is the I know we're away from Trump here. We can come back to it. But Phil Christiana is the FBI agent who was investigating the Free State Project
right.
as early as 2005, where there are records on the NHFree.com forums where Dave Ridley actually posted about Phil Christiana's investigation of, I think it was Russell and Kat Canning, early movers to Keene at that time, and I forget exactly what it was that he was looking at, but he has been nosing into the freedom movement here in New
right,
Hampshire.
But if you're good at it, I should not know Phil Christiana's name. I should not be able to go on the radio and say the name Phil Christiana because I shouldn't know who he is.
You're
if
saying he's
any good
up.
At it.
You're saying he's
that,
screwed
like
up.
That is ridiculous.
Okay.
But yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily, and I think that there's other possibilities there. I think this might be one of those fake unmarked cars. In the form of an investigation, I don't know.
Are we talking about Trump now?
No.
Okay.
I think there's probably other possibilities that I just haven't thought of. But just because Phil Christiana didn't record an interview, I don't think that then follows that no FBI.
His testimony, if I recall, and it's
Ian
on video.
Is pretty good.
I also don't trust Phil Christiana's statement.
It's on video. His testimony was
To be clear, one of the most honest men I know is about to tell you what an FBI agent said under oath as he recalls it.
I believe the FBI agent said it.
Yeah, it's been fun, and he was under oath, so, I mean, it would have been perjury. I'm not saying he wouldn't have perjured himself, but that's a strange thing to perjure yourself on, right, to say that it's departmental policy to not record interviews.
That's also a fairly vague statement. It might be departmental policy to not record specific types of interviews, and all he has to do is say,
right.
It's departmental policy,
well,
and that is true.
The video is somewhere on the Free Keene channel. I think the trial of Rich Paul is up there. So if somebody wants to see that testimony, it's probably there. If you want to watch it. So back to the story here about the FBI. The New York Times reported the payment to Stormy Daniels, who apparently is now going to do a nude spread and Playboy or
surprise, surprise, surprise.
Other seized documents, so they're looking at other things. Other seized documents include business records and communications between Cohen and Trump. But the raid does not appear to be directly connected to Mueller's probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 election, according to the Times.
Because it's not the kind of thing you usually keep at your lawyer's office.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts here. An unprecedented raid against an attorney, specifically the one who is the attorney for Donald Trump. Other FBI skullduggery, we got that too. Plus, what's going on with Bill Cosby and topless protesters? We'll tell you about that.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore
libertarian? My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the
law. Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. And the Discord on-air call-in line chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin, of course, is great. It's been around forever. It's the number one cryptocurrency out there, and it probably will be staying at number one for the foreseeable future, although you never know what something could possibly displace it someday. We don't know what that's going to be. There are over 1,000 competitors, close to 1,600 market competitors out there in the world of cryptocurrency. That all love to eat Bitcoin's lunch. And some of the technology on some of these competitors is better than Bitcoin, honestly. Like, Bitcoin's not private at all. And there are several privacy coins out there. One of them is Zencash. And what makes Zencash great is not just the fact that it got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity when it comes to privacy, but also they were started by voluntarists. They wrote voluntarism, which is, of course, liberty, right into their white paper. And I'm still, you know, I'd like to know if somebody else has done this with a cryptocurrency. I'd like to know which one it is. You know, what besides Zencash? Please, if you know, let us know. I'm not going to say they're the only one, but so far they're the only one I've ever seen. And if you want to learn more about Zencash and how they've got more than 8,000 secure nodes, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency, go to Zencash.com. And like I said, it's right in the white paper, the references to voluntarism. Zencash.com. You can go and do your due diligence there. As we continue here with unprecedented news out of Manhattan, where attorney Michael Cohen's office was raided today by the FBI. I mean, if you ever needed more evidence that no one is safe from this, you know, you may think that this will never happen to you. That can't happen here. Well, it just happened to the attorney of the President of the United States. Now, the fact that Donald Trump's the president doesn't impress me or anything like that. I don't care about politicians.
But it does have some legal standing, even actually yeah. Officially this time, in addition to the unofficial protection that you get.
Right. So there's the attorney-client privilege, which obviously now they're going to be going through documents of communications between Trump and Cohen. And was this just a cover story, them going after Stormy Daniels' information, some sort of records they're looking for regarding a payment to...
Wait, I also don't ever believe, and neither should you, that they're investigating what they say they're investigating.
Right. Among the materials secured are those related to Cohen's $130,000 payment to Daniels as part of a non-disclosure agreement related to her alleged 2006 affair with Donald Trump. The payment went through just days before the 2016 election. Cohen has admitted to paying Daniels, but denied that it violated campaign finance laws. Last week, Trump denied knowing.
I don't really understand why it would. Then again, I don't know anything about campaign finance laws, but... And I don't care. I think that largely they're a mess anyway, and you give your money to a politician, well, expect what you got. I gave my money to Ron Paul and got the Campaign for Liberty. What have they ever done?
They've raised money.
Lots
for raising
of it.
Money.
Yes, raising money to raise money. To raise money.
Pretty much what
most
of
those things
do.
And then they'll send out something about ending the Fed and then... Raise some money.
Yeah, because that's going to happen. If we raise more money, we'll end the Fed. No,
yeah.
You won't.
By the way, if you know something great the Campaign for Liberty's done, please let me know, because they've done a...
Did they throw a convention or something like that?
I don't know. Best I can tell, they've done a lot less for a lot more than Free Talk Live has ever come close.
Isn't Students for Liberty part of Campaign for Liberty?
I don't think so, no.
No? All of those D.C. think tank organizations are all the same. They just keep raising money to fight the next thing that's going on in D.C. as though government's getting smaller because of their efforts, which, of course, it's not. I don't send any money to any of those groups anymore. I'd rather focus what resources I have here in New Hampshire, where we can actually make an impact, where libertarians are actually having some success and some headway, where the media is writing hit pieces about us. Right now, there's talk about this big NHPR piece that's supposed to be coming out, the New Hampshire Public Radio, about the liberty migration here, specifically the Free State Project. I was interviewed for it. I thought the interview went great, but some people apparently upset about what they're expecting to be published, which I don't know why, you know, they're expecting a hit piece, but it might be. You never know. Anyway, you can talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. the story here about Stormy Daniels, the was she a porn star? Or just like a nude model or something like that? I don't know. Honestly, I haven't been following
nude
this case.
Nude models don't need to have made-up names like Stormy Daniels.
Good point. Yeah, I haven't been following this case. Apparently, Trump denied knowing about the payment. So I did hear that they had made the payment, some sort of payoff to this lady back in, like, apparently, 2016.
I mean, and that might be true. You have people for that. The
prostitute he said it was
just
true.
Shows up. I mean, that's not unbelievable.
Cohen,
it's also not unbelievable that you just give a payment to somebody to shut up, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody decides when you're running a campaign or whatever to say, well, this happened or that happened or, you know, he touched me inappropriately or sexual harassment or rape or whatever.
Yeah, and your campaign manager writes a check.
Yeah.
Her name is Stephanie Clifford, and she filed a lawsuit last month claiming that a non-disclosure agreement she signed regarding the alleged affair is invalid because Trump never signed it. Her lawyer on Sunday filed a renewed motion to depose Trump and Cohen over the payment.
It's also invalid because it's prostitution is a criminal activity.
Well,
I mean...
Wait, was it said that Trump paid her for prostitution? Or they're saying he paid her to be quiet.
Right, yeah. But she was being quiet about the prostitution.
But was she being a prostitute? I don't know the whole story. Is that what the allegations are? Is that Trump paid
her for sex? Would she have to be quiet?
Yeah, I'm sure that this relatively young and relatively attractive woman decided to have copious amounts of sex with some old guy for nothing.
I didn't say that it was for nothing. For all I know, she wanted to get a job from him. I don't know what the reason why she had the sex was. Like I said, I haven't followed the case. Is that what the allegation is in this case?
Yes.
Is that he paid for sex?
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
Okay. That's why I'm asking.
But I mean, any adult understands what the hell happened, okay?
Yeah, but giving somebody a job isn't the same thing as hiring a prostitute,
doing
right?
Doing what?
There's no allegation
that she was going to get a job doing anything. Okay? That is not alleged.
Okay?
What is alleged is that she's a hooker, like so many are. Look, if you're a woman who has sex on camera for money, you will have sex off camera for money, okay?
There's a good chance of that.
All right? You'll probably do it for a bit less. Maybe not. If it's Donald Trump, you'll do it for a lot more.
Right.
Act like an adult.
The funny thing was, though, Trump denied knowing about the payment, meaning that his attorney paid $130,000 to this woman, and Trump actually denied knowing anything about it.
Hey, what do I know?
That's not implausible. Like, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but that is not implausible. It would be like walking up to him and asking him, so, do you know the amount of the rent for this room in one of your... No, he doesn't. Why would
you
he?
You don't think that he had a discussion with his attorney about paying $130,000. Does this attorney just have the ability to spend $130,000? I mean, I guess he
that
could.
That would not be unprecedented or unreasonable.
As I recall,
just doing it in the
early
best interest
on
of his client.
In the campaign, Trump was paying people to come out to events, you know, like laying big spreads and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, compensating, paying is the right term. Compensating people to come to events here in New Hampshire. So, yeah, I think a campaign manager absolutely, shell out some bucks to shut this up real quick.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIFE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. FBI raided Trump's attorney's office today. You can share your thoughts on that or whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We were discussing the shocking news that the FBI has now raided an attorney's office. Not just any attorney, but the attorney, the personal attorney for Donald Trump, the president of the United States. So that's, you know, pretty unprecedented. Apparently, you're not supposed to be, you know, if you're an attorney, generally have some special protections from things like raids, given that there's supposed to be special protection afforded to communications between attorneys and their clients.
The idea is they just give you a list of things they want and you provide them rather than raiding your office.
Right.
Like they do everybody else.
Yeah, this is, you know, forced to the max right there against the president himself. You're welcome to comment if you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The FBI is the agency involved here, and there has recently been some activity with the FBI sniffing around here again. So as I was discussing earlier here in the chat room tonight, we found out last week that the FBI is definitely investigating me for selling Bitcoin, apparently. And they found this out by, or we found this out because my ex-girlfriend Renee was, well, the FBI tried to talk to her. And Renee's did not talk much at all to the FBI besides to say that she wanted to have an attorney present for that interview.
She said something to us, something like, Ian's a tool, yeah, but I wouldn't tell any lies about him.
Right.
Yeah. Which I like the first part, really. I like that a lot.
Who am I a tool of?
What do you mean?
That's not what that sentence means, Ian.
I think she probably used a term that was, it's Renee, right?
She said a-hole, I think is what she said.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So anyway, they are definitely interested. Of course, you know, longtime listeners of the show know that the FBI has been interested in Free Talk Live and the hosts on this show for quite a long time, as going as far back as what we talked about in the, I think, the first segment of the show, where they targeted our co-host Rich Paul. He wasn't a co-host, I don't think, at that time, but he was living nearby and was in the Keene area and spent a lot of time over at the Keene Activist Center, which was right next door here to the LRN studios. And that was a place where activists gathered on a relatively frequent basis, and they, you know, would do things like stage protests, you know, make signs for protests, or they'd go back to the Keene Activist Center after like a trial. In fact, we had a trial today, which we can talk about more later this week, where our friend Chris Wade, who's our Friday night co-host, took on and successfully defeated the state on two parking tickets. So that happened today. But frequently people would come back to the Keene Activist Center like after a trial or whatever and kind of regroup and hang out. There were several social events and things like that that happened there. But at one point, Chris Cantwell had come to town, and he had come to town in sort of a, you know, as he does, blustering, angry manner.
Like the reverse Santa Claus.
And this was before...
The reverse Santa Claus.
Well, since he's coming to town. I mean, you know, who do you want to come to town? Santa Claus. Who do you not want to come to town? Chris Cantwell!
This was before he was the racist Chris Cantwell that he is today. This was back when he was
angry... Most people still felt the same way.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's
important. Well, Santa Claus never brings anarchy to places, so, you know. I guess it depends on what kind of gifts you prefer.
Would that be anarchy clause in that case? Cantwell had come here, and we had people moving and still had people moving here as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration. But Cantwell brought that kind of violent rhetoric of talking about killing the cops a lot. Not quite as much as you, Melanie, but...
not quite. I never thought I would achieve that status. Thank you, Ian.
It did seem like it, though, in advance, because he would get into arguments. One of our co-hosts at the time, Allie Havens, got into it with him, and there was a big, like, fight between the two of them. Like, she was taking the don't use violence side, and he was taking the use violence against police side, and right around that time, what do you know, the FBI starts sniffing around the Keene Activist Center. And maybe that's because they followed Cantwell up here, or they were already investigating us at that time, because we know, as we pointed out...
Well, they were here in 2005, right. They were already here.
Yeah. FBI agent Phil Christiana was investigating the Free State Project as early as 2005. That we're aware of, so we know there's been a long history of this. And then so they tried to flip Rich Paul against the Keene Activist Center. Keene police arrested him with the assistance of the FBI for selling some marijuana to an undercover informant. And when they got him under arrest and they took him away, they then tried to convince him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center. And as was pointed out by Singularity in our chat room at discord.lrn.fm earlier, all they're really going to learn if they infiltrate the Keene Activist Center is about the stupid crap that, you know, goes on inside the Keene Activist Center, like somebody didn't wash the dishes or, you know, somebody smoked some marijuana. You know, these are the kinds of dastardly things that had gone on. Because we're not violent people. We're not here plotting violence. There's nobody here plotting violence that I'm aware of, because if they start talking about violence, they get shunned out of the group. Meaning that if they are actually advocating for destruction and violence, they are not really welcome around here. There was really a creepy dude who showed up once at the Keene Activist Center that was creeping out a Damo Freeman from Cop Block, and he was one of the Keene Activist Center managers at that time. And I happened to be there that night, too, and so I went back in the room where this guy was and, you know, started asking him questions, and he was talking about militias and talking about violence as a tool against the state. I'm like, you know, after asking him, you know, a few questions, you really don't fit in here. I think you need to leave. So I kicked that dude out. So, yeah, violence agitators, people suggesting violence, they generally don't get very far here. And so there really wouldn't be much for the FBI to uncover, even if they did successfully infiltrate the group. And I suspect they have. I suspect there have been infiltrators within.
Yeah, like I think probably almost, if not all, of the people who actually advocate violence have been FBI agents.
Yeah, well, there's a good chance. I mean, there's also the chance that they are just an angry libertarian. I mean, was Chris Cantwell a FBI agent when he moved here?
Chris never advocated violence.
Well, he didn't
advocated
come right out.
Advocated is a different right. word than
I'm not saying
any philosophical discussion about.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of times the people will couch it in philosophical discussion terms, but there's a certain type of feeling that you can get from somebody
well, okay,
who's suggesting violence, maybe beating around the bush about it.
But those are two very different things. Like, yeah. Sitting down and having a strategy meeting about the buildings that someone might blow up tomorrow is a very different discussion than having a philosophical discussion over whether or not that violates NAP. So because I advocate against the drug war...
Non-aggression principles.
Yeah, so because I advocate against the drug war, does that mean that I advocate all drug use? Because it's the same
argument.
Not necessarily.
There's just a certain feeling you get from somebody who comes into what is largely a peace movement and starts sort of suggesting violence.
I agree with you on that, yeah. Ian, and I would ask this question. If you were going, Melanie, if one was going to use bombs to solve the problem of liberty with government buildings the next day, why would one even need to talk to other libertarians about it?
Well, right, you wouldn't, which is why that is a different scenario than, hey, let's discuss whether or not these 10 different things violate the NAP, and one of them
is
the thing
that
aggravates
people.
That's
not all that I'm talking about here. That's not all that I'm talking about. I mean, those discussions have happened, and they will likely continue to happen on into the future in libertarian circles. I'm talking about the kind of person who comes in, and they kind of suggest violence as a possible solution to the state, that they, you know, kind of drop the suggestion of using violence against the police or whatever, or like throwing it out as an idea, not necessarily something that they want to lead, but something that they want to see somebody else do. And that's...
Oh, yeah, so like the wouldn't it be great if conversation. Yeah, that's a different thing than the philosophical conversation.
So there's different types
but
of things out there.
But I do think that they get kind of lumped together in ways that don't make sense.
So you had the FBI showing up back then and trying to infiltrate the Keene Activist Center, and then in 2016, of course, they raided the studios here at the LRN.FM and confiscated most of the equipment, most of the, like, storage kind of SD cards and hard drives, but not all of it for whatever reason. You know, they left a binder full of burned DVDs here. A binder full of them, 4.75 gigabytes per DVD. There's a lot of files you can fit on a binder full of DVDs. They'd take that with them. So there's a bizarre raid that has never resulted in any kind of charges against anyone. 855, 450 free, and now they're sniffing around me about selling Bitcoin, apparently, and money laundering. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you want, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line room as well over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Don't forget to check out bitcoin.com to get the basics about cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, the original, the one that started everything. You can go to bitcoin.com to do that. But there's more than just the introduction. There's also the news site with the latest headlines from around the world about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Go to bitcoin.com for the main page, but also go to news.bitcoin.com for the latest news. That's once again news.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about the FBI. They've raided Donald Trump. They've raided the LRN studio. They could raid you next. You don't think
they just get bored and raid people?
You don't think it can happen to you? Give them time. Let's talk to Dave. He's in, or David is in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. David in Keene. Going once. Do we have David in Keene? David and Keene going twice. I don't know if we got a bad connection with the network. I don't know. I'm going to put him on hold. We'll see if we can get David back here in a moment. Maybe he's got a bad cell. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So we're kind of going through a brief history of the known interactions with the FBI, right? Because we don't know.
This is our file on the FBI. Right. We can have one, too.
It's our on-air file that we're creating right now on the FBI.
Well, that's one thing that didn't get mentioned in the last segment when you were talking about a Free Talk. FTL's Adventures with the FBI, right, was that Mark seems to have this penchant for calling the FBI unprofessional. Mm-hmm. I really did believe at one point that this was the greatest police agency in the world. And
really? Were you a small child at that point?
I wasn't a small child. I was a patriotic American.
Okay.
Right? Here you go. This is the agency that every other police officer wants to be a part of. The agency that laughs at the federal marshals. So, they must be the greatest policing agency the world knows. Surely they're not as bad as those effete European Interpol agents, right? Mm. So they must be. They're left being the greatest. Then I see them do things like what happened at the Malheur, reservation.
Malheur Wildlife Reservation.
Yeah, and trying to goad those people into walking out into a hail of fire. Don't forget Ruby Ridge. I'm not sure what their involvement would have been in Waco, necessarily. But, I see... Then they become the world's largest distributor of child pornography in the playpen investigation. When they run the world's largest website for child porn.
Underground Tour website.
And distribute. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Bureau of Investigations distributed child pornography by hundreds of thousands of images daily to perverts around the world trying to catch them. That's not how you do a sting. You say, you want to buy a crack rock? Yeah, I want to buy a crack rock. Well, show me your money. Mm. Here's the money. Click. You throw cuffs on them.
You don't actually give them a bunch
of
crack.
You don't give them crack! Okay?
A bunch of times for 2 weeks straight, and then...
Right? And then complain why your neighborhood's on fire and crackheads are running everywhere. If distributing child pornography is a terrible thing to do... The most professional police agency in the world prove that they are not by distributing it. That's all I can come up with. I'm just your normal, average, everyday American who has to pay their taxes, watches the TV, tries to understand this stuff, and best I can tell is, what do you got? You got child porn distributors. I mean, a whole agency of them. If they didn't do it, they'd apologize, and by apology, I mean make excuses for, the ones that did it. And
that's
that
the kind of thing you would want to deny. Like, oh yeah, people keep saying that this is our child porn site. It's actually not. But it is, and they've copped to it. So, yeah, they're... I mean, really, that's all you need to know about anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is a very interesting case as well when you actually start to, because after that happened, I started to, search for the updates on that story and was watching as people were going down for this. But there are some people who challenged it in court, and one of them, and I believe they actually found, allegedly, child pornography on this person's computer, but they challenged the FBI's case, said, not guilty, and went to trial and said, all right, well, part of our discovery, we would like to see this bug or this whatever malware it is that they used to reveal the people's IP addresses and such in this investigation that you're talking about, Mark, of this underground darknet site. And the FBI was like, we're not showing you nothing. And so there was this special conference with the judge where the FBI trotted out their reasons to explain to the judge, well, this is why we think it's so important that we keep this information secret. Ostensibly, they want to keep using the technology into the future.
Sure.
And use it
it's
for more
better
arrests.
For them, from a strategic standpoint, to let a guilty one go and not reveal their technology and just expect the rest that come along
to take pleas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and not a surprise. They're not going to read the news necessarily. Their lawyer may not read the news. They may not get a lawyer. It's just better. They'll just catch more fish in the net by not telling people what the bait is.
Right. So in that case, that's exactly what happened. They presented to the judge their reasons for not wanting to release him. The judge was like, well, it's called discovery. You've got to release this. If you want to have the chain of custody or the chain of evidence to be auditable, we need to be able to look at this code. What was it that that was used? And so the FBI said, yeah, we'll just drop the case. And that was the end of that. So that person got to walk in that case. Fascinating situation.
Yep.
And maybe this particular technology could actually be used to get real bad guys, like the people that create child pornography. But, of course, the supermajority of the people in this particular roundup were likely just the average consumer of it.
Right. That's the thing that you'd really like to get, and you'd like them to really figure out. But I would presume with the internet that the average consumer of child pornography is not in any way, shape, or form involved or even knows who is involved in the production of it.
Yeah, like the same we've been talking about recently with the government possibly going to pass a very disturbing free speech ban on the Internet, where we see the company Craigslist now taking down its personal section. You've got a ton of people who are now going to be affected by these government policies, and it's likely going to be the FBI that's going around making arrests of website operators, like we just saw with Backpage. Backpage.com. Taken down just a few days ago entirely by the federal government. I think it was, you know, a multi-jurisdictional thing, but the FBI assuredly involved in that investigation as well. And they're charging those guys with things like so-called money laundering or, you know, these other non-crimes that don't actually involve a victim. It's a website where people can post advertisements for their services. And that's basically going to be a crime to run a site where people could, if this thing passes, and I haven't heard any updates on that case either. So, I mean, we're in a very, very, very scary times here. One of the questions that was asked about the raid that happened here.
I don't think most people are scared, though. You don't have to, like, they think to themselves, you don't have to be scared if such and such. Well, that's kind of what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, I'm going to church on Sunday morning, and I get a call that my business is being raided.
Yeah.
Now, what for? I show up, somebody says that I'm not, some unidentified jackhole says I'm not going in my place of business.
Mm-hmm.
I re-educate him on his opinion, and he is back in 30 seconds, and I'm coming in and trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm.
And they're showing me pieces of paper saying things to the effect of there's child pornography on these computers. I'm like, not to the best of my knowledge, there's not. And start, you know, doing my own little investigation. Best we could tell, no child pornography on these computers. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think this could happen to you, I didn't either.
Mm.
You know what? If you don't think it could happen to you, well, imagine how I feel about your stinking opinion. Because it happened to me, and I didn't think, why in the world would the FBI come here? At least in America, the one freedom that we have is the freedom to complain. Don't we have that? Unlike the rest of the world, they can't complain like we can complain. We can really
pitch up
a storm
about
the government. Well, who knows? Look,
man, getting your computers back.
The last time I really bitched up a storm about the FBI, we got raided within the next month.
Yeah.
So don't be so sure.
I'm not sure about anything. I mean, I, you know, like you said, they can come in here and take whatever they want. And you know, I mean, if
by the way, our listeners just raised the funds and, you know, made it happen. Thanks, Virgil.
They got our computers.
Yeah.
We got new computers thanks to Virgil and the wonderful people who donated to his fundraiser at GoFundMe that he put together for us right afterwards. So, yeah, there was a lot of support that you know, came out, and we definitely appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. One question was, well, you know, when you get your computers back?
That's what, they won't be worth anything.
Chat room
asked.
2 years.
You guys want to you want to buy them? Want to buy federal bug computers?
855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.